our playground is designed where we have a parking lot, and the parking lot is quite a distance away. So the police, they have to physically get out of their cars to walk up to the playground, and they'll come in uniform. Some of my ambassadors are, I have a couple of them that are big burly guys with these bright yellow shirts on. So the police officers, they're easy to spot. They'll come in, they'll shake their hand, they'll thank them for being there. And sometimes, obviously, just the presence of our ambassadors towards some of the negative behaviors. And the police and the ambassadors, they're very comfortable speaking to each other, whether there's a problem or not. It is somebody's beat. You know, if someone is assigned to the area, the grids are very large, and they're one-man squad, so they have quite a lot of coverage. But they will come up. Sometimes they'll be a little less enthusiastic to walk the path, and they'll actually drive the squad car, you know, right up to the playground. And some of our older officers aren't into the extra steps, but they'll come up to the playground and they'll walk around. I've seen them in uniform. They'll come up, and we have a Caught You Being Good program going on at our playground. We have a Caught You Being Good program at our playground, where the community has donated little tokens, and our ambassadors are out there, they have their backpack, and they'll walk up to a child and say, "Wow, you're playing so safely. I'm so proud of the way you're playing." And they'll give them a little token, as long as it's not gum or stickers. Just just saying. It's hard to get that off the playground. But little necklaces, little race cars, little rubber erasers for school, little pencils and stuff like that. So that's how some of the businesses have got on board. We got, like, 350 Frisbees one year, you know, so we're handing out Frisbees to all the kids and that. So it's just a positive way to say, I appreciate you regulating your behavior. And your hopes is, when you reach out to those children, we have some quite a large group of at-risk children in the area where the playground was built. And so we want to empower them and say, this is your playground. You need to help us take care of it. If you see anything that you feel is dangerous or whatever, you make sure you let your mom or your dad know. So we've empowered the children in the neighborhood to also protect the playground.
One other question. How does the site compare to the site of your playground area?
Ours is similar constructed. Ours is a rectangle because the city said, you're going to put it here and it's going to be in this shape. So we had to build it within those constraints. And we have similar, we have a teeny tot lot, which is designed for the children under the age of 5. And then we have a larger lot for children that are older than 5 with the larger pieces of equipment. So you go in through the art corridor, you go right into the teeny tot lot, or you go left into the larger equipment lot. So it's similar in size. Optimally, I like to have 2 ambassadors, and they kind of cover, one kind of hangs out on one side. I have one ambassador who told me he lost 15 pounds just doing the laps around the playground, so he uses it as an exercise opportunity. Any other questions?
I think I just want to address something that John had mentioned, that I think that if we get the police department involved with the training, similar to what Kenosha Dream Playground did, that they can talk some of those scenarios through and be part of the training for our ambassadors. So I think, and plus with the cameras right there, right into the dispatch area, it's another set of eyes to locate where the issue is. And those are, yes, thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, thank you. They could switch it on and at the time of the call to
exactly.
Then put another set of eyes to know
exactly.
To locate.
Yeah, actually, so you know, the cameras are on 24/7 in dispatch. So we all know dispatch is out of
liability and all of that in the meantime.
That's it, man.
All right. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, item C,
thanks.
Steel brand design is now a public commission recommendation.
Test.
Show you here is the research that we've been able to complete. We are a little bit out of sequence for our typical process. So we had an early deadline of completing this logo to meet some of the needs of the city. So we wanted to show you how we met those needs research-wise so that you'd be able to see we really prioritized the citizens of the city of Franklin to help us make this decision and to design this process. So we interviewed all of you fine folks, as well as several business stakeholders. We did a web survey where with 321 participants. Then we also did some benchmark research of 8 different cities around the U.S. of varying size that would be similar in scope to what we're talking about here. The research we have yet to complete, which will help us develop the messaging and the marketing plans for the Economic Development Commission and for the Tourism Commission, will be some additional business stakeholders, particularly HR people, and then we will survey the non-residents for the tourism. And we want to tell you a little bit how this logo mark came to be. So on page 3, we have undertaken the development of this logo mark, as I said, ahead of sequence. And this was done in response to some from Mayor Olson's desire to have this done by January. The logo design has still, though, very much been informed by the research Thiel has conducted with Franklin residents. The logo development leapfrogged ahead of the development of brand messaging, as well as ahead of the development of the city's campaign theme and tagline in order to meet this timing. The brand messaging and the tagline theme will be carried out within the next 8 weeks.
When some things on the internet, that's huge.
Yes.
However, and I'm not going to go into all the details of what that was, but
Glad to throw the floor.
So logo conceptualization. Field explored a number of logo designs. We did a lot of exploration, and with the objective that the identities be unique to Franklin, so that they stand out from the other cities that we benchmark. We've benchmarked in depth 8 cities, but we've looked at cities throughout Wisconsin and northern Illinois that might be the drawing area for tourism. Also, that it be a symbol that can be thematically campaigned to promote both tourism and economic development. And then thirdly, that it not become dated over time. Yeah, your current logo is 50 years old, I believe. Means to get, take the symbolism that's in the logo mark and using that to draw on campaign themes for tourism and economic development. So on page 5, talk a little bit about the process. There were 344 Franklin residents that participated in the research, and the 6 positive attributes that bubbled to the surface most prominently. For the aspect of expansiveness, that the environment is open and uncongested in the city. The naturalness, the city has a lot of natural acreage and parks. Peace of mind, that residents feel a sense of safety and tranquility living in Franklin. Also celebration, that residents enjoy the many civic and cultural events that are celebrated within the city. And then community, and specifically they talked about their neighborhoods, that within their neighborhoods they feel a close sense of community. And then also prominent was Franklin schools, that residents are proud of their public schools. The aspect of the quality of the teachers, the facilities, the progressive curriculum, and the achievement, especially of the athletic program. So on January 28th, Theo presented 9 alternative logo designs to the Franklin Economic Development Commission and Tourism Commission, and for their consideration and their selection of 2 logos to bring to the Common Council tonight. So on page 7 is just the schedule. Our original schedule is in yellow, and you can see the logo mark has been moved up way up in the process there. And everything else continues on schedule or ahead of schedule.
So what are you going to get out of daily?
So these are the 2 logos that we came to consensus with the Tourism Commission and the Economic Development Commission. The first one, we call it banners. and this is the aspect of celebration. And the definition of celebrate is acknowledge a significant or happy day or event with a social gathering or enjoyable activity. It's to honor, applaud, and commend, perform, proclaim, observe, revel, jubilate, express in the form of banners. A banner symbolizes and leading, foremost, outstanding, exceptional. We wanted to reflect the energy and the vitality that the citizens of Franklin have for their community. So the logo speaks to the pride and also the festivals that the citizens of Franklin enjoy. From your very spectacular civic celebration to the various small ethnic celebrations, as well as everything from high school football to the local arts. The design features here three banners that form the capital F, and it expresses the participatory energy and pride that the residents have for the community. It also allows us to create many campaignable themes around those banners. So I don't know if you want to. In our packets, we have this in application across many, many different things. We wanted to. So we have what we have here is what it may look like on a flag, that City of Franklin flag that would fly around. And this one is Franklin, Wisconsin. So this one is the application of the City of Franklin, how it would appear as the city logo. And then what that might look like on the next page is how that would appear on your water tower. And this is going to be used across many applications. So the bright, vibrant water tower one, it also needs to be able to be a one color, so we can show on the next slide, this is what it would look like as a single color logo. The following logo is the logo in grayscale, how that would look in simply black and white. Following this is the logo on orange.
If you guys want to see what orange looks like.
And this is because a lot of the vehicles.
We have a couple extra.
And then if we flip to the next one, you can actually see what that looks like on a City of Franklin truck. So this is where you would be able to see this logo in application for how it would look around your city on your trucks. This is an example of one of the orange trucks. We also have a city vehicle in white, how it would appear on the side of that public works. The next slide is a CAT, so the equipment that would, maintenance equipment around the city. There it is, an application there. And then the final one here is the City of Franklin Public Works truck. And so those are various examples of how you would see that in application around the city and how it looks in those applications. So if we feel comfortable, we can move on to our logo 2.
Questions?
All right. So logo 2 is a good balance for this. One of the biggest things that people talk about when they talk about the City of Franklin is the expansiveness, the green space, the beautiful parks. And the lack of congestion that when you come into Franklin, there's that moment of peace of being able to relax. And this logo speaks to that.
I don't get that.
Maybe not you, but you're a special. You're a special case. maybe what we'll do is you can, when you start to feel stressed, you can look at this logo. We have internally been referring to this as the Zen Garden. It is, and the logo speaks to that expansiveness, but also to the community's openness, its naturalness, its growth, and the possibility that it has for the future. With this, the design is simple, elegant, and forward-thinking to reflect that forward-thinking nature of Franklin. And so we have that first application, as you see here, Franklin, Wisconsin, and how that would appear on a flag, flying around the city for various festivals. We also then have how that looks as the City of Franklin logo, and then how that could perhaps appear on your water tower.
And we all notice that there's always a navy blue somewhere in the image.
And this is an example, too, of how we really listen to people in order to move forward with this creative and develop this creative. We even listen to murals. And so this also, then, if we keep going, you can see how this also looks as a single color. It still maintains that integrity of the design. The two-color being the grayscale version of it, and then on the infamous orange. And then following, again, we have how this would appear in application on one of the trucks, one of the orange trucks, one of the, you can see once again following how that looks on a white truck, where you would see that around the community. Same thing, how that appears on one of the caps. And then once again, a wheel loader, okay. And well, how it will look on a wheel loader. And then here on one of the trucks, so we can see how this really will look going around the city. Does anybody have any questions about this logo?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Does anybody have any questions about the expanse of the Zen Garden or the banner? Yes?
Not necessarily that, but now when we put four up there, they are a basic thing, but there's different things. So we have to choose one of those four?
No.
It's two themes of the same logo. So it shows how it looks as Franklin, Wisconsin, or how it will be when you're going under city of Franklin.
So if you pick this one, it's going to be a business together. That will be the theme.
Okay.
And on a business card, you would see the city of Franklin, but on a place where we're using an
addressing. So the theme is going to be the same.
Okay. Yep.
The text could be different.
The music and tourism.
Nature aspect of nature, and the blue is that expansiveness, like sky, water, and the yellow is an accent of vitality.